This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at timcast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at timcast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We got the story from NBC News. I think this is just breaking as of 6:44 p.m. The video is starting to go viral. It is a body camera footage showing a handcuffed man telling Ohio officers, "I can't breathe," before his death. Whoa, what's going on? And let's see if that... So here's the body camera footage of Frank Tyson. April 18th, they just released the body camera footage. And, you know, I think I'm going to have to pull it up on Twitter. And we'll actually check the footage out. This is just the news story, and I don't much care for NBC News, so let's see if we can get that that old x.com/timcast over here. And we got that. So let's pull it up. And here's the video. 9mm SMG reposted it. Here you go.
He's saying call the sheriff?
Yeah, he's saying they're trying to kill me. Call the sheriff. They're going to kill me.
Don't spray him. Calm down. It's not good.
Oh, there's that knee.
That's the story right there. I'll be glad I'll be here for you.
Okay.
I can't breathe.
You're fine.
You're fine. Holy shit. I'm going to play it one more time just for everybody because people are still jumping in, so it's only a minute long.
Please get him out of here now.
I ain't even doing that. No,
he's here. No, we're going outside. We're going outside.
No, you ain't killing me. You ain't killing me tonight. You ain't killing me.
Just push that chair up.
Yeah, no, I got to say, there's already a problem with this. I've been involved in way too many bullshits with cops. This is gonna spark some shit. They didn't even try to talk to him at first. Mm-hmm. Like it immediately.
Get him out of here now.
No, we're going outside. We're going outside.
He did push the chair at him, but still.
They did ask him to go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like the bar has
but
been trying to get him to leave.
There's going to be a bunch of videos where they show the cop being like, "Sir, look, please. The owner says they don't want you to be here. Mm-hmm. You will be trespassed." They're going to show the Google employees where the cops are like, "Are you refusing to leave? Okay, you'll be placed under arrest." The dude's saying, "Call the sheriff. They're going to kill me." Oh, dude, this is George Floyd 2.0. But here's the question. Is the left distracted by Israel?
I think Soros has enough money to fund 2 campaigns at the same time.
So the question is, things we have to find out. Why did they want him to leave? What if it turns out that he ordered a steak and eggs? I think he's at, looks like a diner of some sort, right? Or a bar.
Looks like a bar to me.
Yep. Let's say he goes, you know, "Hey, I'll have onion rings and a 12-piece chicken wing with barbecue sauce." And
why has it got to
okay.
be chicken wings?
Because it's at a bar.
Okay.
That's what I order at a bar. And then what if they come out and they give him 8? And he goes, "Excuse me, I paid for 12 wings. This is 8. And they go, "No, you paid for 8. He's like, "I have a receipt." And then they get into a fight with him. He's like, "Give me my money back." And say, "No, I'm just saying, What if the reason he's refusing to leave is because they did something to him? The assumption, of course, from a lot of people is going to be that, I bet a lot of people on the right are going to say, he's agitated, he flicks a chair at the cops, mm-hmm. he's fighting with them. Then we're going to find something out from the left where it's like, he gave $5 to the bartender and she kept it. And he said, what are you doing? Give me my money back.
There's a report saying that he fled from the scene of a car crash.
Oh, wow.
And then he was at the bar and then he was taken into custody.
Yeah. Do we have a picture from
that
him?
That seems kind of weird, though, because they're like, can you please get him out of here?
And I mean, if he was already intoxicated, that's why he was in the car crash, showed up at the bar, and they're like, he's acting erratically because he's at this point, adrenaline's rushing, look, he's also intoxicated, and then leaving.
In the end, it doesn't matter because George Floyd was chewing on a speedball behind the wheel of a car, and they still didn't give a shit.
No, for sure. I'm just saying, like, that seems to be the context in which he's at the bar.
So a man in a white van whose face is blurred drives by and tells police that the man responsible is at. Okay, so here you go. In a 36-minute video, police respond to the scene of a single car crash to find a downed power pole in an unoccupied vehicle with the driver's side door open and an airbag deployed. What if it turns out he wasn't drunk? He was having a diabetic crash
maybe.
Or something.
They said that apparently they deployed several doses of Narcan before paramedics got there.
So he was on heroin too?
I don't know. I mean, if he was unresponsive, that might have been their assumption because just some parts of the country,
that's the default
medical emergency.
The only thing that matters is if anyone's going to read anything past the headline.
Yep. Or the video.
Mm-hmm.
And the snippet video is out where he's like, call the sheriff. They're going to kill me. They're trying to kill me. And then he died. And they're going to say they kneel on his neck. You can see it on the camera. They killed him. These cops, oh boy, officers, you're going to prison for the rest of your lives.
You can also hear that woman. He's like, call the sheriff. She's like, they are the sheriffs. So like,
oh really?
Yeah, that's in
the. Oh, they're going to prison, bro. These cops are going to jail forever.
They're on administrative leave right now. It looks like.
Well, that's the move, right?
And the mayor released a statement saying, you know, sending condolences to families, but then also saying like, I have full faith in the leadership of Chief John Gavin, who I assume is the police chief, as we navigate these waters. Incident like these are always difficult and challenging for a community.
What town is this? What city is this in?
It's Canton, Ohio.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Canton's pretty large. There's a lot of people there already.
Really?
The mayor is going to go to the chief of police or the sheriff or whatever, and there's going to be a DA, and there's going to be a local member of Congress or something, and they're going to go, listen, this is going to get big, and it's going to get bad, and it's going to get bad fast. These cops need to be charged tomorrow, first thing, for first-degree murder, put in shackles, and never see the light of day again. And then someone's gonna be like, I'm not gonna do that to my officers. These guys didn't do anything wrong. This was a guy. And they're gonna say, these two guys can go to prison, or you can have $1 billion in damages in not just this town, but across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Lock them up. And he's gonna go, you're right. These innocent men will rot in prison for the rest of our lives because it's for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Welcome to the modern state of America.
I mean, it's just we're going to have to see how fast this story spreads, if anything. You were saying before the show, someone was saying this is how we distract from the Palestine conflict. And
oh, right. Like the deep state. The deep state's like, quick, they're obsessed with Israel. Kill a black guy.
I mean, that would be horrible. But on the other hand,
the reality is they don't say kill a black guy. They say, quick, find us body camera footage of cops killing a black guy.
Right. Because there was, I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but there was another black man who died in police custody, you know, I think, at this point 4 months ago, either early this year, end of last year. And I saw a couple like, this is the next Floyd, but no one really talked about it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know, it is something that does happen on occasion in America, you know, for complicated circumstances. But it seems like right now, this one, the danger is that there's already sort of a furor among young progressive activists. And they're already sort of looking for something to do. Plus, I think people are just more apt to be out and about in the summer.
It doesn't matter if people are talking about it. It matters if it's funded. That's what we have to wait for. If they think they can get behind this and they can get people to show up, Canton already has people in it. You don't got to bust a lot of people in. You get a few people, they start protesting, doesn't cost a lot of money. See if it clicks.
Yeah.
If it clicks, throw more money into it.
It would be interesting to see if like people on Twitter can go find like if there's a local BLM chapter or just any mm-hmm. sort of local organizations that's already commenting on this. Because I think that's the best way to take the temperature of what's going on in the town. The statement from the mayor, you know, just having skimmed it right now, really does make it look like he's trying to say like, this is the loss of life, so it's sad, but we're not trying to jump ahead of anything. We're all going to work together. He's trying to really neutralize
that the situation. That never works. Releasing the body camera footage is going to ignite this. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Ahmed Arbery. If that guy never gave the if he never filmed it, they wouldn't be in prison. It's like as soon as the public learns of something, they just shit on the floor. They just fucking lose their minds.
Yeah,
this is why you've got a bunch of government officials being like, "Can we get rid of social media and censor everybody?" Because if the public just doesn't know, they shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the dangers with social media though, which is that like. The misinformation or the rate at which news travels does not work for having detailed reports, right? You get the headline, you get maybe the first, the subheadline, you get an image and that's it. And basically whatever you put at the top third of the argument or article could indicate the entire direction anyone takes. Even if the bottom two thirds are you saying, and that's why all of these positions are incorrect, or that's why this other side has this very compelling argument. Like it's that top part, you know, the old school newspaper term is above the fold. Whatever's above the fold is what people read.
I'm gonna play some audio for you guys, ready?
Maybe? What are you going
to
blame?
For me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm gonna get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm gonna join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
So listen to this real quick. I'm gonna point this out. So for those that understand, this is AI audio. It is believed to be. A black man at the school has been arrested for creating the AI audio to frame the principal as a racist. Listen to this real quick.
Dumbasses here every day.
So listen to how he says paper bag, and then listen to how he says the next sentence.
These ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it. How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Okay, now remember how he said test their way out of a paper bag. Now listen to this.
Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired.
He said in the exact same way. Clearly it's AI. And also, no one talks like that. No. The lectern guy is sitting here drinking a bottle of water.
Definitely water.
Well, you got a bottle of water right there. My point is like, nobody talks in, there's intonation and inflection. So when you're ending a sentence, you have a definitive end. And then there are people who talk with an upward inflection. So it sounds like they're asking a question all the time. Even when you do that, you can tell it's a person doing it. It's a thing people do. But imagine if I talked like this. And every sentence ended with something like this. And then I said, we're going to read a news story about a guy who made AI. You'd be like, okay, what is this? It's like, it's the same thing every time. So this guy's being criminally charged. Here's the thing. I don't think you can criminally charge someone for this.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, it's just art, isn't it?
Yeah. So what if I made it? He posted this. I guess it says, y'all, this is my principal, a white man. The teachers he's mentioning are black. What if I made a video that said, y'all, this is my president, a white man. The people he's mentioning are black. And then I recorded myself going, I'm Donald Trump. I'm the greatest president. And, you know, I like fried chicken. It's very good. That's not illegal at all. I'm doing an impersonation.
Yeah. It's parody. It's parody, right?
So he could just be like, why am I being arrested for this? I was making fun of the guy. I think he's a racist. And so I was like, my joke was, this is what he thinks to himself.
It's interesting because just looking at the charges, theft, disrupting school activities, stalking, and retaliating against a witness. Like, it's like they can't put a defamation charge on there, right? Or they can't put like some sort of form of attack. But what the principal must have experienced is would have been pretty severe, right? Especially if this is completely fake and all of the students are like, you said what now? Like, hopefully they all believe it's AI. And if they don't, then this guy can't continue to work in this district. Like, you have really ruined this guy's life.
Yes. But I mean, comedians have made a living off of doing impressions for a very long time. At the end of it, the guy's maybe not great in impressions, but he can use AI. That's a tool, right? And is he actually doing anything wrong? I don't know. I don't think so. It's art. It's expression. He's mad at this guy. He's put together something using a tool. Why is it wrong?
See, I think it is wrong, though, because he's passing it off as being legitimate. And I think that it is
is
a misrepresentation of what this person said, right? Like, it would be as if you, like, if a newspaper misquotes you, you can ask for a correction. In this case, like, it's completely fake. And it's almost worse because the internet functions like the Wild West.
Yes.
So there's no way to call it back in. I don't know if we have, like, the legal languages for which to pursue this, but obviously, like, we know this is not the right way to retaliate against someone, especially like this guy was facing some sort of like disciplinary actions for not being, you know, good at his job. It's obviously coming from a place of retaliation.
Well, the guy should lose his job at minimum, right? The guy who made this up should lose his job. It's unprofessional at minimum, but arresting people for making, again, this is art. This is speech. It's a brave new world. And then where does that line stop? Do we just never use AI? You can't use it because everything you're putting out is someone else, right? It's someone else's ideas. It's someone, where do we draw that line?
I mean, again, in this case, like, I think it would cross into the defamation territory, right? It's not like he's making this and saying like, this is my impression of what the principal said. He's passing it off as this is what he legitimately said in a way that is.
So what?
Disruptive to the community. So I, like, again, I don't know that we have the legal standards to pursue it, but I think it would be something that like people should take seriously. I hate AI. I think it's just a box of chaos, problems. Right? And so this is one of the things. Like, nobody said these statements, as it turns out. On the other hand, you have a school community that is now going to be in turmoil because the principal is a rumored racist, which again, that just harms all of the students in the community. I mean, maybe
목표는
this
꿈을 위한 계획이다.
I have no idea what he said, but I used a voice generator thing to make it. So what did he say?
The eye sees only what the mind is prepared to comprehend.
Wow, this is crazy.
So Jordan Peterson had this statement. Buddy of mine, Memer, makes this video, and the video is pretty convincing enough so that where Jordan Peterson gets tricked by it, right? And he says, this should be a crime. This person should be arrested for doing what he's doing. It's a meme, right? And it's fine if we're laughing at it, but you're talking about the territory where it crosses into it's causing actual people to have actual loss.
Right. I mean, in some ways, this reminds me of like a form of identity theft, right? And you can get in trouble for like false advertising from misrepresentation. Sure. Again, I'm not sure that I would know. I did not go to law school. I am not a lawyer. I only pretend to be one on the internet sometimes. But the invasion of privacy and the misrepresentation of the person, like, I think that is something that we should come out inside of wanting to defend, right? You shouldn't be able to be like, well, the AI is here, so anyone could just take your voice and make it art, especially in the sense that this guy is not presenting it as art. He's presenting it as like, here is an audio
Jordan
recording.
Jordan Peterson taught me everything I know, and I learned that I know nothing. Truly such a wise man. Some say nearly as wise as Andrew Tate.
See how like his sentences end in weird ways? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's like
it's not
very
natural
obvious.
Cadence. Yeah.
What should we make it say?
Who is they?
No. Who is they though?
This guy sounds like he is about to narrate a National Geographic.
Oh yeah, I see.
Who
like,
is they though?
He has to give a description of like people at the Capitol in January.
Callum.
If you look here,
somewhere between Anthony Hopkins and David Attenborough.
Yeah.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So what's your take on AI? You trust it? You're excited that it's amongst us?
Oh, man. Well, it depends on if it's used against me or not.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they are like, it's better than yours.
Consider
it's
what
like a super
happened.
Serious
so Taylor Swift had a bunch of AI porn made of her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the thing, and Congress was having conversations about this. Now, this is America's sweetheart.
And oh, it's going by itself. I can't stop it.
There was a streamer, too, who had
my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they are like, It's better than yours.
This is creepy. I don't like that. That's a
that's a creepy one.
There's also that AI that you can talk to in real time. We did this on the show where we tried, you talk and then it just instantly talks back.
That's got the voice of like
don't
a scorned
feed the
wife.
AI. No. Come on, we know better than this.
I don't know. I think that it's I think there are a lot of opportunities to use AI in positive ways, but as with all technology, it's always used for evil though, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
It
always so why even start, you know?
Let's just get
just
back
put
to...
that back in the box. Cement it shut. Leave it there.
Well, the problem is it has to be a race to get it because no other country's gonna stop. China's going to keep developing, right? Like everyone's going to keep developing AI, so we have to have the race towards it. We have to. Whoever owns it, I mean, that's it. It's going to start swaying elections very soon. Black Mirror, the first episode, first season.
And stuff like this case...
Rendering.
...with the principal is going to start happening so quickly that unless there are effective ways to say...
I was walking down the street in Chicago when two large black Trump supporters threw a noose around my neck and yelled, "This is MAGA country," before splashing me with bleach they had put in a hot sauce bottle.
I think this really happened to this guy. He sounds convincing.
Oh, he sounds like he's from South Africa.
Does he?
Sir, do you want to weigh in here?
No, he sounds like an Englishman. He sounds like Attenborough. He doesn't sound like a South African, I wouldn't say, personally.
Sir, just from South Africa. Yeah. So we give him credit for this. No, I mean, I know that AI and all technology is something that you have to contend with. It's just my Luddite self is like, why? You guys are making everything worse. I just think technology is so often misused and abused to be like, and now we're gonna let it just become sort of something that learns intentionally to mimic us. That seems terrible. Put that far away from me. Back in the bottle.
It really does. I actually
Guy, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thanks, you. I like this one.
It's Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, we have
you just
Jordan.
Like it because he's complimenting you.
We have Jordan Peterson. We have Tucker Carlson.
Hey, lectern guy, I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm feeling good about this episode.
Yeah.
Well,
the accolades. No, it's good. I don't know. It's going to happen whether we want it to or not. I mean, that's just the progression of technology. It's just going to keep coming.
I'm going to run to the hills. I'm just going to leave it all behind.
Well, I mean, I guess the question you're asking is, how do we get ahead of it then? Because if this is where we're heading, if Taylor Swift porn is where we're heading, how do we get ahead of it? Do we pre-legislate before the crime is committed?
I mean, it's hard to say, right? I think so much of the way our laws work right now do follow technology. Technology is evolving so rapidly that we can't really keep up. On the other hand, we can all see that this would be a bad thing, right? If anybody used like interpretive or mimicking technology to mimic you and therefore make it, you know, like think of all the people who get canceled over stuff that like comes out later, never happened or whatever else. Like in this case, it's going to be even harder because it'll be like, but I heard that clip of him saying that thing. Lectern guy said very nasty things in this one recording or, you know, whatever. Like, I think it's going to make proving these things quickly so much more difficult. And I think that we do want to be proactively thinking about ways that we deter people from like the thing about this, the Maryland high school story is that the guy is acting out of vengeance, right? He is in trouble at his job. He's not doing well. And so he's like, I'm going to make this guy racist so I can ruin his life. And like, that's not the instinct we want to just be like, ah, but you can't stop it because he used AI and it's on the internet. So we don't have any laws there. We don't have any ways to
In today's news, the lectern guy, perhaps the smartest man with the best hair. He recently stood up to the middling hair of Scott Pressler, proving that he had the greatest hair and none could challenge him and his intelligence.
Yeah, I'm definitely sending that clip to Scott.
When are you and Scott launching your hair care line? This is what I want to know.
Well, he and I and... oh, my Lord, I can't think of his name. He was here. He got one of your shows taken off the air.
Was his hair good?
Oh, he had great hair. It's gone. It's gone. Well, love this guy.
We should go to callers.
Indeed, we shall. Let's start out with Overlord. That sounds funny. Overlord, how you doing?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I've been watching Tim since the subway attacks in London.
Wow.
And I gotta say, it's impressive to see how big you've grown.
Studio number 5.
How do we know you're referring to my AI. Physical training? Because I've been lifting weights.
Yeah, look at that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Definitely.
How do we know this is not AI?
I have a question for Tim and the Potato Man.
Potato Man abandoned us.
Yeah, he keeps leaving by the way, so everyone knows. He keeps leaving
Send him hate on Twitter about it.
Yeah, please do.
He actually said I can answer for him out there. So.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, you can still ask it.
Yeah, that definitely
we'll
happened.
We'll answer on his behalf.
I think I'm Norwegian.
Good enough.
Close.
All right, what's your question?
So, if you truly believe what you think is firstly true and correct, and secondly would save or at least radically change someone's life, how do you go about sharing your beliefs in a way that is helpful without being overbearing when it doesn't come up naturally and when people are increasingly being unwilling to have their own beliefs challenged?
I wouldn't. I would tell them, and if they said no, I'd say, okay, and then I'd go about my business.
I would say I always start with listening. If you understand what someone's position is, where they're coming from, one of two things will happen. Either one, you will develop empathy for them, and empathy is never a bad thing. Or two, they're functional retards and their opinion is horrible. And at the end of it, you're going to realize, yeah, this person's not being able to be saved.
Got it. I would say, have you considered whether or not abortion is right for you?
We did this last time.
My attitude is, if you want to make someone, if you think you know what will make someone's life better, there's two ways you can go about it. No, there's three really, but there's two acceptable ways. One is, well, let's put it this way. There's the black, gray, and the white. The evil, which is beat them until they do it. The gray, which is manipulate them, which no one really know you're doing as long as you don't tell anybody. And it's fine so long as no one knows you're manipulative. Or tell them politely and hope they do. I am of the tell them politely and hope they do. And if they don't want to, I say, okay, well, whatever. That's it. You could always try, which is passively acceptable in that no one will know you're doing it, and manipulate them emotionally and manipulation techniques that are widely available on the internet to learn. And then, of course, there is the not socially acceptable at all, which you'd probably go to jail for, is if you tried to force them with like a weapon or something or threats of violence or extortion. Yeah, that's not going to work. But I just think... Democrats are primarily composed of people who are stupid and just do whatever they're told, and the people who think they're smarter and should dictate what people do. And the right is primarily composed of people saying, you know, you really shouldn't stick your fork in that electric socket. And they go, I'm going to do it anyway. And you go, okay, well, I warned you. You know, the right is very much like, you can do what you want. I'm going to stay back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything else out of that, man?
One quick thing. How would you go about trying to change someone's mind if they don't have an open one? Would you just not try at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't try at all.
And leave them to their own devices.
If direct communication doesn't work, then there's no point. I mean, if a person is not, if they do not have the cognitive capabilities to understand these things, then why try to convince them? It's like, I can teach a dog how to do a backflip. You know, it's like if you can do a bunch of different things to train a dog, but I'm not going to try and teach a dog about the complexities of like deontological moral philosophy. So if I want the dog to sit, then I teach him to sit. If there's a person who's too stupid to understand moral philosophies, there's no point in trying to convince them of something they don't understand and can't do. You know,
I think it depends on what you're trying to convince them of. Like, if it's like a lifestyle thing, you have someone who is like, no, I won't stop drinking soda every day, right? Like, you maybe can't just go to their house and pour out all the sodas, they'll just buy more, but you can continuously talk that. About the fact that, like, you have made a healthy change and it's
that?
Working for you.
I'll say, who's that flying here?
So, you know, it really depends on the subject, but I think part of it is just like, not being afraid to be like, well, I don't agree with your position, or I live my life this way, or whatever it is. Like, you don't have to convince them by trying to engage them in an argument. You can just be there as an example of an alternative way of being or thinking.
You can manipulate their emotions if you're interested. And my favorite example is it's a rudimentary manipulation technique called rapport extreme turn, which I've described in the show in numerous occasions. And it's actually really simple. I'll give you an example. So let's say I love using Obama. Let's say you're a big Obama supporter, old lectern guy over here. And I know that Obama's not a good guy. And you can like some things he does fine, whatever. Not everybody is absolute in their, well, some people are absolutely evil, but some people are just generally bad. So what you want to do first is rapport. If I approach a Obama supporter, or, you know, let's do Trump. Let's do Trump. So rapport extreme turn. Trump supporter over here. And I'm like, I want to break this guy out of the Trump mold. Well, the one thing you can't do is you can't push someone beyond their reasonable boundaries. So everyone's got a degree of movement they can go on an emotional or a perspective spectrum. Meaning, if a person meets a stranger, they are leaning towards like. That's a fact. So let's say the scale of negative 100 to positive 100. Zero would be, I'm completely neutral on this person. Mm-hmm. People meeting strangers actually lean slightly towards like on most people. Maybe I would say 10. And this is easily proven by the fact that, like, if someone falls, people will run up to help them. Not everybody's this way. Some people are assholes and are evil and hate you, and they're at minus 100 and they'll murder you. Minus 100 is murder. Plus 100 is marry. Most people are going to be at like 5 or 10 to a stranger. That means their reasonable boundaries are going to be negative 10 and positive 10. You meet, you take a random person and you say, marry them. And they'll go, what are you fucking nuts? Murder them. They're going to say, what are you fucking nuts? They will not move beyond what's called a reasonable boundary in their psyche. However, you can inch them in a direction. So you meet a stranger and you go, that guy just called you insert slur. Now they go down to -5. And they're like, they did? And be like, yeah, I don't know why. That was really weird. You didn't hear that? And they'll go, no, that's weird. And I'll be like, guy must be a dick. Anyway, whatever. Nice meeting you. And you leave. Now they have a slightly negative view of this person. If you inch someone's reasonable boundaries slowly over time, you can get to the point of wanting to commit murder. And that's how crazy it is. Or to marrying someone. And marriage is a little bit more difficult because that involves like romantic love, but loving someone and deeply caring about them and being friends with them. So understanding that rapport extreme turn is a very simple technique in manipulation where, first, you cannot ever convince someone, I shouldn't say ever, but typically you can't convince someone of something by being their enemy. If I go up to a Trump supporter and I say, you're a Trump supporter. Well, I'm a Biden supporter. You are now enemies, which means emotional barriers have been engaged. The person then instantly activates a bunch of preconceived notions about you, and they're going to utilize those assumptions in determining whether or not they can trust you or believe you. And now if you say something like, look, I'm a Biden supporter. I think, you know, I'm not a fan of Trump, and Trump did X. They're immediately going to say, you're a liar. Biden supporters are always lying. The media is always lying. Don't do it. Rapport. Trump supporter, MAGA 2024. I'm voting for Trump. I wouldn't vote for anybody else. What do you do? Vote for Biden? Barriers are down. Trump supporter meets a Trump supporter. You then build rapport a little bit. Ah, yes, Trump is good. The next thing you do is extreme. You offer up something that a reasonable person cannot agree with. It goes outside of their reasonable boundaries, such as, you know, I got to be honest. You know what I really like about what Donald Trump did? It was the drone strikes. You know, he increased them. He was blown up so many of these people. And you can get as crazy as you want with it. You can be like, Obama was weak. He didn't do what needed to be done. And Donald Trump said, crank up those drone strikes and blow them the fuck up. The average person is going to be like, okay, like, I'm actually not a fan of that. I don't like that he did that. Once the other person challenges you, you've made yourself the most ardent Trump supporter, willing to defend the worst things he's done. You then say, I like that Trump did this bad thing. They don't distrust you because you're a Trump supporter. They say, they probably heard something about that, but they'll say, I actually disagree with that. That was one of the bad things that Trump did. And then you go, well, okay. I mean, fine. He's not perfect, but I still think overall he did a pretty good job. That's rapport extreme turn. You make the other person challenge you instead of you challenging them. And that inches them in their reasonable boundaries towards Trump has done a bad thing. I acknowledge he did a bad thing. You can read more in depth about how this how these techniques work. One example is how the Chinese, when they would capture U.S. troops, they would say things like, I will give you food, but you first need to say one bad thing about America that's true. And they'd be like, what do you mean? Like, America's not perfect, right? And they would say, right, America's not perfect. Good, here's your meal. They would get him to say something like that every single day until finally, after a few months, they'd say, write me one paper about the things that you don't like about America. And they'd say, okay. And they'd say the poverty and blah, blah, blah. And then they'd say, look what these troops are writing.
Yep.
So that's how you do it. Anyway, thanks for calling
in. This is the FBI. Just give them a nudge. This is Governor Whitmer, right? These people normally would not be doing these things, but they're given nudges.
Yeah. So the rapport extreme turn technique can be used on anything, abortion. You go up to someone who's pro-life, and if you go to someone who's pro-choice, and you say, "I think abortion should not be used as contraception. I think these things," they're going to say, "Okay, you're a right-wing nut job. I don't trust you." Then when you say, "Look, my problem with Democrats is abortion at the point of birth," they go, "You are fucking lying. That's not true. You wing nuts." So you don't do it. What you do is you say, "It doesn't work if you're a public figure, obviously, and have public positions. But if you approach someone who's pro-choice," and they say, "Well, I'm pro-choice." And you go, "Oh, yeah, me too, totally. These right-wing nut jobs are fucking lunatics. I mean, it's not their choice. It's not their body. Women have a right." And they go, "Oh, yeah, I totally agree." And then you say, "And we just had that huge victory in Colorado where now women, they can talk to their doctor. And maybe, look, I know, maybe at 9 months they decide to terminate the baby. But it's a good thing. If the woman is giving birth and she finds out, like, I don't know, her husband's cheating, then fucking kill the thing. What is she going to be? Is she going to be attached to this man? No, fucking kill it now before it comes out and gasps its first breath of air." And they're going to go, "Are you fucking nuts?" They're going to say, "That's crazy. They're doing that." And you're going to say, "Yeah, you're not like some pro-lifer, are you? We should be allowed to get abortions whenever we want." And then they'll go, "Well, I wouldn't agree with that, but."
She stands a lot more money to make child support money, so she keeps it. So
but that's
a
better.
It's a business venture.
That's the general concept. So anyway. We'll move on to the next caller, but Overlord, thanks for calling in.
For having me.
Cool, thanks, man.
You are muted
there. Stink, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, next up we got Indoctrinate. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
can't complain.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is for the lectern guy. You seem like you'd be really fun at parties. My question is, would you do it again? And how heavy was that podium?
I get both of those questions a lot. I'll start with the weight of the podium. I'd get 45, 50 pounds. Mm. Yeah, so not too much. It was more awkward than it was heavy.
Mm.
So there's that.
And it was a lectern, not a podium.
It was a lectern, yes. It was
you
a lectern, not a podium.
You didn't look like you were struggling with it. Right. You looked... confident in your 20-foot stroll.
I take care of myself, jiu-jitsu and, you know, all those things. Try to stay healthy. Would I do it again? I think that question changes from month to month and from experience to experience. I will say that it is on a upward trend of yes, because of what it's allowed me to do and what I've been able to do for other people. And then initially, you know, it's very much a woe is me. I'm going through something terrible and this never should have happened. And then I see what happens to a lot of other people. They're getting these decades-long sentences. They're ripped from their families. And what I'm able to do for them is to help them. I raise money for families who have people who are in prison. I sell a little lectern. It's not much, but it is something. And I think because of the modicum of infamy that I have, I'm able to do that and raise awareness.
Yeah, you turned something that could be really negative into something positive for other people.
Exactly. And cool. I don't know, if I'm given this responsibility, if people are interested in continuing to listen to me, then I'm going to try to do the best I can to be a good steward of that responsibility and try to help people. So I think the answer today is yes, absolutely.
Were you service-minded like this before all of this happened? Like, this has always been how you lived your life, or did it sort of become something you decided to do with the attention that was driven your way by everything?
I think I've always been passionate about helping people and making sure they have what they need. It's been a character thing, and I think it's actually very easy to prove as well. When everything first started happening, they went over and they interviewed all of my neighbors. There were news stations everywhere. They tried to get anything they could on me, negative stories, right? This is what they were going for. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many they found? None. Not a single neighbor would speak negatively about me. No one in my past came out and said, "Oh, he's this person, he's done this, he's done that." None of those stories come up. In court, what they had to use for my character to try to bring me down was a couple of speeding tickets. That was actually brought up in court, that I'm a menace because I've sped a couple of times. Wow. So
well, you had to go help people. You were in a hurry.
So you admit it.
Oh, yes. I did. And look, I did smoke pot when I was younger.
Jeb Bush, you take that back.
I did. No, I was 18 years old. I did cop a charge. I did smoke pot.
Adam, had I known that you were a dope user, I would never have invited you on this show. Dope.
I know.
The joke in Chicago was, to people who don't do drugs, dope is marijuana, and to people who smoke pot, dope is heroin.
Yes, that is true.
That's
that is true. Well, you know, marijuana is killing millions of people every day.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to that, friend?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Indoctrinate. No, she was gone.
Sorry.
No,
what was that? I didn't hear you.
Anything else to add to that?
Oh, no. Amen to that. Do it again. And I love what you're doing for all those people who are wrongfully still incarcerated. Keep going.
Thanks. Right, I appreciate for calling it. In.
Thanks
just,
very much.
I just want to add, too, because I see a lot of people are asking where Ian is, and I think we just tell them, This is Ian. He's been trans the whole time.
You take it back immediately. These people are going to expect me to know about graphene, and I do not.
Have you ever seen Ian and Hannah Claire in the same room at the same time?
Didn't yes. think so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. On this show.
This is slander. I will sue all of you for AI money.
All you have to Ian's do is do your hair, you know, run a brush through it, you know.
Well, I did start curling my hair more just because I got bored with it. And then the more I would do that, like, Ian would show up in a blue shirt and I would be in a blue shirt and be like, I think I'm stealing your look, but I'm not sure.
I almost came dressed as Ian. I was this close.
Oh, really?
I was this close, yeah.
Well, somebody needs wear to be a graphene Ian shirt. Uh-huh. He's not here.
I did think Seamus, I think it was Seamus' joke. He was like, do you think if this show was in the 1950s, Ian would be like, plastics.
I think he would. Like, there'd yes. be something.
Plastic. Yo, it is crazy, to be honest. Go to an antique store. Everything's glass and metal. Mm-hmm. Plastics are fucking disgusting. I got this here yerba, and I guarantee you it's lined with plastic. So shout out to Liquid Death. We like Liquid Death because it's a low sugar tea, and they're really good. And they're like death to plastic. And aluminum cans are all lined with plastic. Mm-hmm. So if you, I don't know what you use, but you can actually etch the metal off with something. I think with soda even, I don't know. And then a paper bag is left. I mean, I'm sorry, a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the can is just the shape of plastic.
I don't understand why they don't like put it in glass or something, you know? I mean, I guess it's higher expensive or whatever else, but then that's the actual death to plastic because it doesn't have.
I've just resigned that something's going to kill me. And I just don't care.
Well, the plastics make you gay.
Oh, is it?
Bifenols
or
whatever they're
called. Your wife will hate that.
Yeah, I had sex twice today, so.
with guys?
With a woman. Yeah.
I was going to say, you didn't clarify.
My wife.
My wife. All right, next caller.
All righty. It's your wife. How you doing?
She's going to hate that.
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
My question is actually based on the 1 p.m. segment yesterday for Tim. So, Tim, I feel that you missed a barn-sized target, or barn door-sized target.
Oh, bong-size. I was like, oh.
I thought it said bonsai. I'm like, that's not large. Target.
Well, which segment was that one?
I'm actually getting there. The state of New York claims that the criminality on the Trump trial falls on him aiming to minimize negative press during the election.
Yeah.
And that right, we have no farther to look than the Hunter Biden laptop story. The Biden campaign colluded not only but with media, but also big tech outlets to suppress the story as it would negatively reflect Joe Biden. So if they dare to convict Trump on these grounds, how do we go about flipping this to Biden?
That's never going to happen.
You think it could be turned into
any Republican in any state could do the same thing. They're not doing it. They need only just do it. Any prosecutor. Bragg is a local prosecutor. So insert jurisdiction, you can have the fucking prosecutor from the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, it doesn't matter. They could be in a town of 100 people. And they could file the charges against Biden for exactly this and say, well, based on the legal precedent set by the New York case, which is ongoing, we determined, you know, Joe Biden did this. So he's charged. Like, under what jurisdiction do they have for Trump in New York on this one? That he lived there? Okay, well, Joe Biden, I'm sure he's got any kind of has he ever been in the state? Hold on. He has a campaign office in every state. Boom. He campaigned there. You have jurisdiction. Done.
Pretty sure he got married at the UN chapel in New York, which I always thought was super weird. Why would you get married there?
Yeah. So West Virginia, because Biden campaigned there. There you go. Joe Biden has personal presence in West Virginia, and his campaign here, he colluded and suppressed negative information. Charge him. They won't do it, though.
No, it's not about, it's just about finding a court that will take it, finding a judge that will take it. That's it.
The other issue is, I think Republicans are like, yeah, but we don't want to do that to Biden because he sucks and he's insane. So Trump actually could win. That's why they're doing it. Biden is a bumbling dotard who's on the verge of death. And they're like, why would we make him a martyr?
Yeah, I think there is a level where
it would get the Democrats would say, see, they're doing it to us. What do you, it's tit for tat.
All right. Well, are they also even worried if Trump does get indicted, right? Is that really even bad for the uniparty, the rioters that are there? No, it's not. Right now, they can say these people are being vindictive. We are the victims, right? You go after Biden, you're no longer the victims. You're also being vindictive. Best case scenario for the rhinos in the uniparty is that Trump does get indicted. Trump does go to jail and he doesn't win. That's best case scenario for them. So continue to be the victims. Like, look, we would love to do something. We agree with you. What's happening is awful. It's awful.
Because there are segments that don't want Trump to be there. So it would eliminate him from being an obstacle as they see it and allow them to maybe potentially pitch someone else.
They may as well be like lighting candles together on the steps of the Capitol. Right. I mean, that would be that's all they would have to do to show their state in solidarity.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep. Anything else to add to that?
That's a good point, though. Biden did the same thing.
No, not really. Just wanted to say thanks for having me back. I've called in quite a few times.
Right on.
No worries.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Yep.
All right. And last but not least, got to read this name. That guy, this guy. You're live. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Perfect. So before I get into my question, Tim and Seamus, first, I've been watching Freedom Tunes since before Seamus was appearing on TimCast. So been a long time follower of you. And Tim, I've been watching you since way before we launched the, oh, it's not we, you, since you launched the TimCast, the memberships, like the day it went live, I was a member like
right
3 hours later.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
And said, oh, crap, I got to join.
Seamus so cool. Here, we've been watching you too. So,
yeah, the camera's in your bathroom.
I'm in my kitchen. This is weird.
We're watching you
too.
Yeah,
there's a delay. Now you're in the kitchen. Yes, you got it.
Oh, I've been in the kitchen the entire time.
See? But that proves it, because he knew.
Seamus knows everything. That's so true.
I just read the spoons. I just threw them on the carpet, and it told me.
But what is your inquiry, good sir?
So, yeah, I've been kind of, like I said, I've been kind of following you guys for a minute. But one of the things that I've heard you consistently say, Tim, is, guys, we're winning, we're making progress. But this Mike Johnson thing was like the nail in the coffin for my white pillness. Beforehand, it was the big speaker fight. And then now I'm like, my God, at this point, is there any hope anymore? So I just truly don't think 2024 is going to turn out the way that we realistically want it to turn out. And I'm just not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. If anything, I see more and more of the deep state and this nonsense that we're just in right now.
Even if Biden wins and everything falls apart, it just means there will be a period of rebuilding. Like, I suppose the light at the end of the tunnel is life is just. So let's say Biden wins, everything falls apart, the country collapses, and then you wake up one day and the internet's not working and the phone's not working. You're there. You'll live. You will survive. You will adapt. You will live. And then things will improve from there. And that, I feel like the only real black pill is like they're going to nuke us and then we die. I don't see that being the case. I think we have to constantly fight, and it's always a struggle. Every generation has their struggle, and that's it. But I do think when you look at the culture, when you look at OnlyFans models, whether they're grifting or honest, trying to be like, I found God, that's where the money's at. And when you look at Bud Light and Target, all these big companies, the DEI stuff is failing. They have to ban TikTok because the woke left is out of control. It really does look like the deep state is spiraling. So sure, maybe not 2024, but if it's this bad right now under deep state reign, imagine how bad it's going to get in the next several years. And that doesn't mean bad news for us. It means, hey, told you so. And then we can pull out of this nosedive before it becomes oblivion.
I agree. And I think told you so is actually something we need to repeat and repeat very loudly for the people who are either just don't want to listen to us right now or completely disagree with us. It is important for us to remind them, look, we told you it was coming. We told you it was coming. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
And I think there's got to be such cognitive dissonance occurring in these people's minds right now. They're keeping, we have friends that are like, oh, it's better now. It's better now. I make more money than ever. I'm like, are you buying the same amount of stuff? Mm-hmm. How's your savings look? Do you know that people are taking payday advances 22% more this year than last year? 22% more. And we're bringing in a new poverty class.
But I got to add, we have, I think, 12 casinos within 2 to 3 hours.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was driving time from here. So let me do the math again. Within 1 hour driving, you've got Live, Horseshoe, you've got MGM. Charlestown, of course, is down the street. You've got Rocky Gap. So there's five. Who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Well, if we add Harrisburg and York, that's about an hour and a half. So now there's seven. Then if we want to go to 2 hours or 2.5 hours, we can add Pittsburgh, which is Live. And I think they have Pittsburgh Live. They also have Rivers. There's also Lady Luck. That's 10. Then we have Delaware Park. Then we have Perryville. So that's 12. Yeah, 12. 12 casinos. Up to about 2.5 hours. If we want to go to three, we hit Philly. If we go to four, we have all of Atlantic City. The amount of casinos that are popping up is fucking insane. You add 2.5 hours, you go down to, or 3 hours, 3.5, you can get down to Richmond and Norfolk, and there's a Rivers down there. The idea that people are taking payday advances, that they're struggling to pay their bills, but at the same time, casinos are raking in record profits, it shows you the system is like we're in the Hunger Games right now. Mm-hmm. There are haves and there are have-nots, and it is not looking good. People are not going to tolerate struggling to pay their bills and then walking to a casino. Dude, walk it. I don't fucking understand Charlestown, Hollywood Charlestown Casino. This is West Virginia, horse track, and you go in there and you'll see a dude gambling $5,000.
Yep.
Now, who the fuck is this guy? I can't fucking gamble $5,000 and I'm rich. What the fuck? And then people tell me, oh, he's gambling money, doesn't have. I'm like, I don't believe it, dude. I think there's a ton of rich people. And Andrew Tate said the portal is closing. Get rich now. Mm-hmm. Because there are people who are super rich and just have money and they make money from money.
Yeah.
I work 16-hour days to be able to have money, and there ain't no fucking way I'm walking into a casino and putting $5,000 on a table game. We'll play like a couple hundred bucks if we do play a table game.
We don't struggle. We do fine. We do all right. I'm not rich by any means or sense, but we own a home. We own our cars outright. Our kids' braces are paid off. We do okay. Our grocery bill was $3,000 last month.
Whoa!
That does not include eating out. That is just the groceries we bought.
You get for having five boys.
Yeah. I mean, they eat a lot of food, you know.
Have you asked them to stop?
Have you considered starving?
I want them to grow. I want them to be happy. I want them to eat whatever they want, you know. And
he's a good dad. You're just crazy.
I know. That actually upsets people that I am a good dad.
Are you tracking macros?
No.
And lifting?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I eat protein. It's like 90% of my diet. It's steak, tuna, salmon. I just cycle through those three things.
Good.
Yep. And fibrous things, so broccoli, Brussels sprouts, but I don't.
Brussels sprouts, aren't they the best fiber?
I don't
thing
do carbs.
Ever?
I can't. I don't even like them. I don't like bread. I don't like potatoes. I just don't like them.
I added carbs since I started the personal training, which is now.
No, I'm not Seamus. I said I don't like potatoes.
Uh oh.
That's the only thing that would have given it away.
I think we're on like week 9 of the personal training. And so I brought carbs back into my diet and no bread though. So it's all rice. So, sometimes potatoes, but almost always rice. I got to tell you, one of the greatest fucking things ever. I have sweet rice flour, and I just make a mochi patty, like a mochi pancake.
Yeah.
Fucking so good. And yeah, so I've been doing, I'm doing 223 carbs per day.
Beautiful.
I'm also skating every single day. Except today, because these fucking chairs hurt my ass.
Yep.
And I'm like,
true.
I feel bad for Boston because I don't know anything about them. All I know is I went on Amazon and typed in gaming chair and it popped up and I bought them. And we've used them for years, years. And these are brand new ones. And something about the way these ones were built, that it's like leaning back. So the good news is, courtesy
Spirit
of
Airlines, Baltimore,
Mike
something.
Lindell, I have a MyPillow that I am sitting on.
Yeah.
And it is very comfortable.
I like anyway. Mike. I like Mike.
Yeah, he's great. I love that bit where he was like arguing with someone and the guy says, like, I don't want to hear it from the lumpy pillow guy. He goes, don't call my pillows lumpy.
That was what got him risking
that's
the
what
most.
Triggered him. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
proud love of his product. And I hope everyone has something to feel that way about.
Oh,
you
dude,
know?
My pillows are so good.
Mm-hmm.
So my technique is I like a regular pillow with a my pillow on top.
Mm-hmm.
And Posobiec was just like, no, two my pillows. And I'm like, I get it, Jack. You have to say that. But look, having a regular pillow, which is like flat and hard, and it's like, yeah, it's all right. It's like, it's not really flat and hard, but compared to a my pillow. And then having the my pillow on top that you can sink into and is perfect.
Mm.
That's the technique right there. We have like 200 my pillows we got to get rid of. Cause
I'll pay you for them.
Oh,
a couple
sure.
of them, take them with me.
You're allowed to do that.
I can't.
One
I can't
for each child. Oh, okay. There we go.
I'm not flying with them. I'll leave them in the hotel I'm going to tonight.
You're
really trigger someone.
You're going to leave them in there?
Yeah.
Well, so basically we ordered 300 for a pit
uh-huh.
so that during the opening event, people could jump into it and they did.
I saw
and
this.
And I was like, we should have ordered more, but we ordered probably too much as it was. So we told everybody gets one. Like, one dude had like three kids. I'm like, take five.
Beautiful.
You, the missus, and the kids.
Yeah.
And so every guest gets a pillow. And it's mostly because I would consider it, I hate to say it like this because it's not meant to be derogatory, but refuse in that we individually do not need the pillows. So we're giving them away as gifts to people.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't call them garbage.
No.
But I would say
it's an
like,
oversupply.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Oversupply. But sure, you can buy some.
But I mean, that's got dual utility. I mean, you're helping, you know, Mike and also helping other people.
I mean, what we really want.
So we really are doing good.
We want Mike to come here with a MyPillow truck and a bunch of pillows that we can do a bunch of crazy pillow stunts where like we jump off the building into the pillows and things like
love
that.
It.
But we
full
would
full gladiator suits.
We would need probably 2,000 pillows. And that would cost, let me do some quick math, $60,000 to $70,000. I think $70,000 if we did 2,000 pillows.
I'm good for
and
$200.
You thought your grocery bill was high.
Yep. Yeah. And so we had, they pre-fluffed them for us. When you buy the MyPillow, you put it in the dryer and it, yeah, so they did that for us. It was great. And then the kids were front flipping into it and stuff.
Love
and
it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Anyway, I think we're over time.
Anything else to add, friend?
No. Thank you, guys. I'll definitely be calling back in later on.
Cool.
Thanks
Cheers.
For calling in.
Right on. Later.
Adam, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, man, I always have a great time here.
Yeah, always good to have you. And for everybody who's a member, we really do appreciate all of your support, making all this possible. It's a dream come true every single day. So thanks for hanging out. Tomorrow morning on the Culture War, we have a couple of, I don't know how to describe them, and I want to describe them wrong. I think they're feminists, gender critical feminists. I've only seen some of their work from like Redux. I think they're Redux. All I know is I follow them and they post funny things. They're critical of like the trans movement, but they're still feminists. And though I do follow them and agree with them, when I made that comment where I said, it's funny that women are getting punched in the face, they called me an incel.
Well, and here so we go.
And I said, come on the show and we'll certainly talk about feminism voting and where we're at right now. And it'll be fun.
Love
so
it.
That'll be tomorrow at Tenet Media, 10 a.m. And we will see you all there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.